This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Warehouse bill gets warehoused. Marketing order shrivels up for raisins, and lawmakers target H-2A wage hike. Rivas pulls warehouse bill. Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes of Colton has proposed a 1,000-foot buffer for new warehouses near homes, particularly in the Inland Empire. Facing heavy business and ag backlash, the bill failed to pass out of committee in 2023 and was up for reconsideration last week. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas directed Reyes to pull the bill ahead of the hearing. According to Reyes, Rivas wants to instead create a stakeholder working group to address warehouse issues with the goal of protecting vulnerable communities while still supporting economic development. She was conciliatory and said she looked forward to working with stakeholders on a balanced solution. But tension appears to linger between the two Democrats after Rivas demoted Reyes from majority leader in one of the first moves as speaker last year. California raisins downsized in market order. USDA is hosting a hearing on amendments to the federal marketing order for California raisins. The changes would cut the membership for the committee administering the program in half and lower the quorum requirements, among other provisions. The committee would also have more flexibility in appointing new members. Now keep in mind, raisin production has seen dramatic swings in recent years. The grape crush for raisins plunged 23% in 2022, that after rising 225% in 21, then dropping 31% in 2020. That according to the annual grape crush report by USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service. Farmers tend to turn wine or table grapes into raisins following damage from drought, smoke taint, or other factors. Lawmakers look to avert USDA shutdown. Looks like Congress will avoid a partial shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies this coming weekend. Congressional leaders reached an agreement over the weekend on a new continuing resolution. It would keep the government funded until March 1 for some departments and agencies and until March 8 for the rest. The Senate is due to take the first procedural action on the stopgap bill today. The continuing resolution must be passed by Friday, that in order to avoid a partial shutdown of some departments and agencies. That includes USDA, FDA, and the Transportation Department. Under a CR enacted in November, departments and agencies covered by the Agriculture, Energy, Water, Transportation HUD, and Military Construction measures are funded through Friday. The new CR would extend their funding to March 1. Departments and agencies covered by the remaining eight FY24 bills, they would be extended until March 8. Also today, USDA resumes a hearing process that started in August on possible changes to federal milk marketing orders. If the hearing isn't completed Friday, it will reconvene again on January 29th. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Lawmakers seek to block H-2A wage rate increase. 75 House members are asking congressional appropriators to freeze H-2A wage rates at January 23 levels, citing the financial strain that pay increases for farm workers pose to producers. In a letter to the House and Senate Appropriation Committees, the bipartisan group of lawmakers say their constituents will be, quote, forced to shutter their businesses despite good faith efforts to ensure our national food security and feed families across our nation if adverse effect wage rates continue to increase. They cite American Farm Bureau Federation estimates that put the national average AEWR rate at $17.55 an hour for 2024. While more permanent solutions are needed to address the AEWR's past impact and its future trajectory, we request that the upcoming government funding vehicle prohibit funds from being used to implement a wage increase or otherwise freeze the H-2A wage rates at January 23 levels, the lawmakers write. FTC states antitrust complaint over loyalty programs advances. A federal judge is allowing the Federal Trade Commission in 12 states to move ahead with their antitrust lawsuit against Syngenta and Corteva, the seed and chemical giants. The judge ruled the complaint, quote, plausibly alleged anti-competitive conduct and injury. In addition, U.S. District Judge Thomas D. Schroeder found that the complaint, quote, plausibly alleges that the loyalty programs leverage the company's monopolist status and the market's substantial barrier to entry to exclude competition for the active ingredients. The opinion issued Friday cites allegations by generics manufacturers that were blocked from entry into the market because of the presence of the loyalty programs. Data gap on foreign farmland purchase sparks concern. Missing data regarding a 200,000-acre purchase of Oregon farmland by a Singapore-based company under the ownership of Chinese billionaire Tian Chao is raising new questions about USDA tracking of foreign land ownership. And a January 8 article by The Land Report says Shanda Asset Management, LLC, an investment company owned by Chen, currently owns 200,000 acres of Oregon forest land. The land was purchased in 2015, the article says. The company's holdings aren't included in 2021 federal ownership data USDA compiled under the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. USDA has not published a searchable data set yet for 2022. Senator John Tester of Montana said in a letter to USDA and the Treasury Department, quote, I expect both of your departments to review this seeming lack of disclosure on the 2015 sale and look forward to your findings and recommendations to strengthen AFIDA and the Committee on Foreign Investment and any other systems at your disposal to vet and track these types of sales. Finally, here's today's He Said It. It would poison our farmland. That Representative Josh Harder of Tracy blasting Governor Newsom for backing a Delta Tunnel project. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.